Once upon a time, deep within the wild wood, there was a beautiful blue glistening pond, and on that pond there lived a turtle. One spring day, two fine young geese were flying over the countryside, looking for just the place to make their summer home. And when they flew over that big blue glistening pond, they knew they had found just the place and flew right down and made themselves at home. Now, a pond is not as big as a lake, and so not much time passed before those two geese met the turtle. And as soon as they did, the very best of friendships was begun. For you see, that turtle was a teller of tales. That turtle could talk all day long. He could talk all morning, all afternoon, and far into the night, until he would just fall asleep right in the middle of one of his stories. Fortunately for the two geese, the turtle told really good stories, and there was nothing they enjoyed more than listening to turtles' tales. Before anyone realized it, the days and nights of summer sped by filled with story, until the day came that the wind began to blow cold, and the leaves on the trees began to change colors, and the two geese knew that soon, very soon, they would need to fly south to their winter home. Just the thought of flying south and leaving their very best friend, the turtle, it made their hearts heavy and sad. They did not want to leave their very best friend. Why, this had been the best summer they had ever had. And so those two geese began to think of a way of how could turtle fly. It was a very hard question, and they thought for several days, until the day came that the wind blew so hard and so cold that the trees rained their leaves. The two geese knew they could wait no longer. Suddenly, there was a great crack, and a branch fell right between them. That was when they came up with the plan. It was a very good plan. The only thing about the plan was it was very dangerous. Turtle would not be able to speak. He would not be able to open his mouth at all. And the two geese were worried that their friend Turtle would have a difficult time going without talking. Yet they could wait no longer. And so they went to the friend Turtle and said, "Turtle, oh, the leaves fly, and so must we. Why, the time is near past for us to fly south to our winter home. Will you fly south with us?" And do you know what that turtle said?
"What? Fly? I think not. Do you think I'm going to grow wings? I don't think so. And why, if I were to walk, I'm so slow by the time I got there. You'd be back here. It'd take the rest of my days. Flying turtles, indeed. I've never heard of such a thing. I don't think so."
That's when the geese told him, "Turtle, we have a plan, but it's very dangerous. You won't be able to speak. You won't be able to open your mouth at all." The turtle thought about that. "No talking? No talking?" And the more turtle thought about it, the more turtle thought he didn't want his two best friends to fly off and leave him there alone. Why, this had been the very best summer of his entire life. And the more Turtle thought that this sounded like a great adventure.
And finally, Turtle said, "Yes! I can do it. I know I can go without talking." That's when the two geese took that long stick. Each one of them took an end of the stick in their beak, and the turtle bit down on the center as hard as he could. With powerful strokes, the geese rose into the air, with the turtle hanging on for dear life. Oh, he could feel the wind rushing against his face, and he couldn't feel the land far beneath his feet. He was terrified. But when he got brave enough, he opened one eye and then the other. And when he did, that turtle could see forever. He could see mountains far away and rivers like silver snakes winding along the land. And he thought, "I'm flying. I'm flying. I must be the world's first flying turtle." He was very excited. Yet he knew not to say a word. So he bit on that stick as hard as he could and watched everything and dreamed of all the stories he would be able to tell. Why, there had never been a flying turtle before. The three friends continued to fly until they flew over a small village. And outside, there were children playing. And one child looked up into the sky and said, "Oh, look, look. What, do you see that? What? It's two geese flying with a turtle on a stick." Pretty soon, every single child outside was laughing and pointing into the air going, "Wow, look! Do you see that? It's two geese flying with a turtle on a stick!" And that turtle looked down at the children below and thought, "Why don't those children mind their own business?" But he knew not to say anything. So he just bit on that stick even harder. Well, with all the children laughing and pointing into the sky, it soon drew the attention of every adult. And before long, every soul within the village was outside, laughing, pointing into the air, saying, "Wow, look! Do you see that? Why, it's two geese with a turtle on a stick!" Suddenly, Turtle could stand it no longer. And he opened up his mouth and said, "Why don't you mind your own business?" That turtle fell from the sky so fast and so hard when he hit the ground, his shell cracked into pieces. To this very day, if you look at a turtle's shell, it is still cracked. Turtles rarely travel very far from home. And you can ask any turtle and they'll tell you. Sometimes it is better to bite your tongue than to speak in anger.